You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I tell you, we do these Healing Revolution segments every Friday, and they're always a blast. We get into some serious healing on levels that tend to go to the energetic. And every once in a while, my good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, gets to drop by and ramp it up even further. And we're going to kick it off together this hour on the Healing Revolution Friday. Mike, welcome back.
Hello, Robert. Man, it's good to join you again. I love what you're doing, love your show, and we got some interesting news to bring you today.
Well, absolutely. Fresh off of what we call sub-hosting for Alex Jones yesterday, which was really exciting. You pulled 3 hours of great stuff out there, covering a lot of stories, great interviews as well. But I think we got to kick it off with the illegal gardens in America, right? You know, the idea that they could take a woman like Julie Bass and threaten her with, 60, 90 days of jail time simply for growing food in her yard.
You know, it's incredible. Yeah, we had Julie on the show, and she gave us a story about what was going on there. And the bottom line, though, well, first of all, just to set the context very, very briefly.
Yes.
She was being threatened with 90 days of jail time for the crime of growing an organic vegetable garden in her own front yard. And the city planner's office came after her and was very arrogant and very threatening and told her, you know, spoke down her, very condescending. And she was just trying to teach her kids how to grow tomatoes and save some money on her food bill and do something with her life other than sitting around watching TV, slurping down frozen ice cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like what we were doing with the food security thing, trying to be an example to teach others. And here she was out there actually doing it, trying to be a positive influence and say, hey, we can convert these lawns that are absolute waste of resources and convert them into things that could feed our families.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, the city kind of lost its mind,
yeah,
as a lot of these local bureaucracies tend to do, and they went after her, and then the story went public, and we covered it on Natural News, and in fact, when we covered it, we put out a big action item, and that's what generated thousands and thousands of phone calls and emails and just complaints to the Oak Park City Planner's Office. And then also Alex Jones was covering it.
Yes.
I know you were covering it. It was just this massive outcry across the food freedom world.
Yeah, they didn't know what hit them. Poor Oak Park. And, you know, by the way, your parody was like, it was classic South Park style. I loved it. I was laughing my, you know what, off doing that. I mean, my gosh, it was great. And that also, you know, the pain of embarrassment as these so-called politicians, local or otherwise, should be embarrassed for what they're doing.
So funny, yeah. We did, I call it a Monty Python style. Yeah, we did this really just blatant, in-your-face, uncensored satire about the city planner's office in Oak Park. We did kind of a mock interview,
yes,
which I'm sure I'll be hearing from his lawyers over pretty soon.
Could be. I don't know if I'll hear from Ben Bernanke. I called him an asset hole yesterday.
Oh, really? That's an upgrade from what he really is,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought it was so creative when he told, you know, when he said to Ron Paul, no, gold isn't money. Oh, well, it's an asset. It's like, oh, good Lord. But, you know, they're playing these Orwellian word games.
Of course, yeah, we can play word games too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, asset hole. That's where it's going down, the black hole,
yeah,
of all the assets in the country. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Makes sense. Anyway, so Julie Bass then,
yeah,
posted on her blog yesterday that all of a sudden, quietly, the city of Oak Park dropped the charges against her. Now, they did this without any announcement, without any apology. They didn't even call her. They didn't even notify her. And they did this, undoubtedly, to take the heat off of this issue. They're going to wait for it to all die down, and then 30 days down the road, they're going to come back and charge her again, probably.
Well, yeah, it leaves open that possibility. And you know what? This brings to light my concern as well, is that, you know, we've covered the things like the Food Safety Modernization Act and how horrific that could be if they fully implement it and fund it and such. But here we have local action, sort of like, you know, a condominium association, but now in official government status, going after Julie Bass. And I foresee a lot of other strange things like this, because kind of what we covered in our economic preparedness survival series is that these governments are so desperate for money, they can't tax the people enough, so they're going to find ways. What do we have on the books that we can fine people for? Even if we can make it up and sort of twist it in there, and we got to be on the lookout for this.
Yeah, I know. These tyrants are just completely out of control now. They think they run our lives. They think they're God. They think that we have to bow down and lick their boots and do what we're told. And they just can't stand the fact that people resist. Yeah. They can't stand it. It's like they can threaten you, but you can't stand up and challenge them. Mm. It drives them nuts.
Yeah.
But we got to... I mean, this was a victory in a sense, maybe a small victory, but definitely a victory, because they backed down.
Right, right. Well, it shows that if – and we go back, you know, with Jonathan Emore, talk to him about how DSHEA happened, the dietary supplement law in 94 happened because of the overwhelming amount of calls, faxes. I mean, the things that were really in the face of these bureaucrats and legislators, they could not ignore it, even though the Food Safety Modernization Act passed despite a lot of that happening. For me, that was like their middle finger sticking up. They're desperate. They're going, screw it. We don't care anymore. But that's right. The desperation that may be different this time. You maybe can update me more, because I had Jonathan on last week. In fact, next hour. I'm thinking already into the weekend. But next hour, I'm going to have John Rappaport on. We'll talk a little bit more about some of these topics, as well as how we can defend ourselves and maintain or regain that kind of freedom. But, it looks like now, unless there's an overwhelming, let's say, groundswell of support, like for the Julie Bass issue on a smaller scale, but nationally or federally, we might be like totally hosed on the supplement side again.
I know. The supplements are definitely threatened again. It's like these bureaucratic tyrants, they never quit. They just keep trying to break down your freedoms and trample on your rights. Time and time again, they keep coming at us from all kinds of different angles, every chance they get to just try to break our will. And frankly, we have to keep standing up and fighting for our freedoms, and we have to do it again and again and again, signing the petitions, calling our representatives, complaining to the offices. You know, that's the only way we win. But when we do that, we do win. Mm. When we raise a stink, so to speak,
yes,
about the stench coming out of Washington, D.C., then we do win. But it relies on people to take action. And, you know, there's only so many hours in the day that people have, and yet there are just an endless stream of issues that demand our attention. I mean, you've got now GMO grass being approved by the USDA, or not even really being approved. The USDA is just announcing that it doesn't regulate it anymore. Just says, go ahead, sell GMO grass. I mean, do you realize this, Robert, what's happening? The Miracle-Gro Grass Company has been given a green light by the USDA now to plant, to sell grass, so your entire neighborhood, everybody could go out and buy GMO lawn grass and spray all their yards with Roundup.
Yeah, it's incredible. And when you consider the so-called the EPA, the lovers of the EPA, we talk about, you know, we do love the environment and we want to protect it, but to see that the federal government is actually running roughshod or literally allowing these GMO contaminants and pollutants to come out there, and this is under the so-called kinder, gentler side of the Republican-Democrat Hegelian dialectic, at least illusory-wise. They say, well, the Democrats are better on the environment. Well, look at this executive branch going after supplements and allowing the GMOs and the pesticides out there.
Yeah, look, the truth is neither Republicans nor Democrats really value freedom at all. All they want is the most power for themselves. They don't care who loses power in that process. Nobody's pro-freedom except people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and, you know, maybe a few other exceptions from time to time on certain issues.
Yeah.
But what we need is a freedom party, you know, which is probably Libertarian Party, of course, is the closest thing to that right now. But we need a freedom party, or really we need the anti-party.
Yeah.
It's not about people in Washington. It's about downsizing the government and redistributing power back to the people and back to the states where it belongs.
Yeah. You know, and I covered some of the economic and political issues this week. We can't not, because of what's happening here. It's so intense. And, yeah. And you know, right now we got Obama threatened to withhold grandma's Social Security checks because, oh, if we don't come together on the debt ceiling and raise taxes. And I keep saying we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. But even beyond that, it was like, Obama, come on. Can you bring a few troops home so grandma can get her Social Security check? I mean, that's where you're going to cut Social Security at this point? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I hope we get to talk about this more in the next segment after your break. But,
yes.
You know, this issue of what's coming up, the August 2nd debt ceiling deadline, What an amazing bit of commentary. The USA is going down the tubes just like the Roman Empire, can't afford to pay for all the troops, to occupy all the foreign nations in our imperialism agenda that's trying to take over the world. Running out of money. Now Obama says we might not even be able to send out Social Security checks. Man, can you imagine the day after that happens in America, all these millions, tens of millions of people not getting their paychecks, veterans not getting their benefits, old ladies not getting their Social Security checks. They're all going to hit the streets.
Yeah. Oh, I know it's going to be rough. Yeah, I'm thinking at this point, just trying to think, you know, Obama, you know, where's he getting these ideas from? Who are his advisors? Pinky and the Brain from the Animaniacs? I mean, this is insane what's happening here. It is like, can anybody see through it? I know we can, but...
I think the church lady said it best. Satan?
Could it be?
Satan?
Exactly.
Something like that, I imagine.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, on that note, let's take a break. Take a breather, and we're going to come back with the Health Ranger, my good friend Mike Adams, joining me here on the Healing Revolution. Remember, we got Dr. Frank King coming up. We're going to talk more about animal health as well. We got to help the sane ones among us, the animals, or at least they're sane. And so we'll have fun with that. Also, John Rappaport a little later, and right back after this break with more of Mike Adams and, of course, the debt ceiling discussion.
Who could it be? Who could it be? I just can't imagine. Who could it be?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back, Healy Revolution Friday, kicking it off in style with Mike Adams. And, of course, now talking about these insane things like debt ceilings. I think they've raised it, what, 49,000 times already? It's like, well, we'll get it right this time, I promise.
Well, think about it, man. The logic in this that, oh, we got to raise the debt ceiling, and then what? They're going to spend all that money, and then they're going to be broke again, and another crisis, and then they're going to have to raise it again. And when does this end? And the answer is, as long as big government dominates the thinking in Washington, it will never end until it collapses, of course. And
right.
And then it all ends at once.
Well, and then it comes up.
Way.
Then it comes up to the people, you know, like we've been trying to do, is prepare people for the inevitable. As I said, you know, we don't wish bad things to happen, but you know, you look at certain laws of physics and you understand these are the inevitable consequences of living in a certain way. None of us could live beyond our means like this, and even state governments are mandated by and large to live within their means. But the feds have been able to create this, you know, global bubble to the point where now China, of course, holds so much of our debt. Their overwhelming growth is going to be troubling to them even. We're hearing about, remember we covered fossil water in our food security event?
Yes.
You see that story out of China? They're really going deep on their fossil water. They're going to be in trouble with all the people they have there. You know, if we hold all their debt and they call it in, are they going to demand all the water we have? I mean, will they militarily conquer us because we can't pay for our own defense? I mean, these are things people aren't thinking about.
If only we could pay off our national debt in water.
Yeah,
that might be the only way we could do it.
Yeah, the natural resources. Well, it's always been about that. You know, the resources going back to the UN debt for nature swaps. I mean, these are games that are played on a global scale that the average American has no idea that they've been sold down the proverbial river until it dries up. And of course, putting their kids and grandkids in there too.
Right. And don't forget, as you well know, and you've covered many times, the entire global debt system is specifically designed so that it can never be paid off.
Mm-hmm.
It is mathematically impossible to pay it off because of the way it's leveraged and multiplied and derivatives are built upon other derivatives and so on. The whole system can never be paid off. So the U.S., the debt system, will never be reversed. It can only end in one way. And that is collapse. And that's what we talked about in that first series, Be Prepared, Not Scared, which, by the way, I think mm-hmm. we got to put that course on sale as we approach August 2nd and give people a good deal on getting that course at, you know, a little bit of a discount, since all their dollars are about to become worthless anyway. They might as well invest in some education right now while you can.
Well, it's uncanny how much of what we covered there is as valid and valuable as it was the day we did it. And this is something I'm glad you bring up, that we can make that available again, because, as I said, if people aren't aware of the things to the level that we went to, this will be the difference between their survivability and planning for what's happening.
It's incredible. I think only now, as there's all of this talk about the August 2nd debt ceiling limit and the Social Security checks maybe not going out, only now are average Americans starting to even pick up a slight little hint, a flicker in the side of their mind to say, it's like, huh? What? Yeah. You mean the money might stop? It's the first time that they've begun thinking about this issue. And you and I, we've been thinking about this for, you know,
a long time.
And years. We know the money's going to stop, or the musical chairs money game is going to come to an end, and whoever's left holding the green money paper is going to be completely out of money, because that's going to be worthless. That's coming.
Yeah, it is. And I don't necessarily mean to brag on our listeners and our readers, but for goodness sake, you know, we talk about the people with this kind of information. They're a fraction of a percent at the top of the game in understanding where this is going and planning ahead. And even some of us may say, wow, we're not even prepared yet. But think about where the people are that don't even know this. So we're actually going to be holding the hands of people that are desperately, you know, crying out at this point. So all of this stuff that we're doing is all about setting the page right so we can actually help people.
That is our just driving motivation behind everything. I know you. I know your motivations. I'm the same way when I wake up each day. The overriding impetus of what we do is to say, how can we help people have the information that they need to face the future, given what we know is coming? And we know there are going to be widespread crop failures and food failures. We know that the era of cheap fossil fuels is going to run out in our lifetime. That's not going to happen in the next year, But that's coming in our lifetime for sure. But what's more urgent is the economic collapse. We know that's coming. I mean, it's already happened. It's happening in Europe right now, and it's spreading, and that's coming to the U.S. very quickly. Within, you know, I used to think maybe we could hold out 5 years.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking three, maybe two.
No, I know. I've got this this little news article that just came out yesterday about debt fears are now driving the U.S. youth away from college. We talked about those issues as well. I mean, all of the things that we grew up, it was the normal part of America. You do this, you do that, then you do that. It's like people are realizing, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to go into debt for what? And so the whole system as we have known it is crumbling before our eyes, whether people want it to or not, simply because the economics underlying it is crumbling.
That's the thing. You mentioned college. All these kids going to college today, they're the freshmen in college or those about to become freshmen. They go in, they're given, they're sold this idea. You go in here, you pay all this money, you get this 4-year degree, you're going to graduate, you're going to have a job, you're going to make it, you're going to be able to buy a house, you're going to be able to have a family, pay back your student loans. Life's going to be great. Just get this degree. It's all going to be great. That is an empty lie for the most part. The college degree isn't going to get you a job. You've got college graduates that have been looking for jobs for 3 or 4 years and still can't find one.
Yeah.
And the new graduates coming out are going to be competing with those who have been out for years. You've got graduates working at fast food. Mm-hmm. You've got MBAs who are working for barely above minimum wage right now because that's the only thing they can find. It's incredible.
Well, and what's incredible now is I'm flooded with all the memories of the economic security thing we did. We were talking about this. What kind of jobs are going to be valuable? What kind of skills are you going to need to have? And yeah. I'm just thinking, gosh, I'm so glad we covered that too. I mean, there's so many things we do. Anyway, I'm thrilled that we've done these things. And by the way, I've ordered some more of the storable organics, just for those of you who aren't aware. I can't imagine that you're not. But what Mike Adams did was so terrific because, you know, my passion about organic food and over the years, even way back when Y2K, when we did some storage based on all the things that were going on, just to be prepared on that, it was a lot harder to find organics then. But even now, become much more aware of the bisphenol A, the plastifiers and other things, and protecting the kind of food supply you want. Take the time to do those things as well right now while you can.
Well, I appreciate the plug, Robert. But, you know, the bottom line is for those people listening, even if you're not gearing up with products, the most important thing is to stay informed.
Yeah.
You know, listen to this show, which is free. Read the articles on Natural News, which are all free. Watch some of the videos on naturalnews.tv. Most of all, you know, they're almost all free. And just without spending any money, you can become so well informed.
Yes.
Just by going to the experts who know what they're talking about here. And, you know, some people are skeptical and they're going to say, how do we know that you know what you're talking about?
Sure.
Well, just wait for a few months and the system starts breaking down. And, well, I should say don't wait a few months, but at that time you will get confirmation that you've made the right choice in getting informed and getting prepared because this is coming.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that a total economic collapse is on its way. It's just a matter of when, and I can't predict when, but I know it's coming. It's not like 99.9% sure. No, it is a 100% certainty.
Yeah.
Well, because I can do the math, man.
Exactly. We can do the basic math. You can actually see it. And by the way, I've gotten a lot of feedback even on my site, people writing in and saying, so thank you so much for making this available, as you said, for free, too. And I've had people that call up the 866-939-2355, the 866-939-BELL number here. And a lot of times they're not even leaving messages necessarily for me. They're saying, hey, tell Mike Adams, thank you. And, you know, so we can't air all of the calls that you do, but we really do appreciate the feedback. It is so nice to hear messages of gratitude.
That's what keeps us going. Just the people out there who appreciate what we're doing and who benefit from it and who give us suggestions and ideas and feedback, sometimes even constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
It's all great. It helps us do a better job. The bottom line is we are here for you. We are here to put together the information that you value. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. We'd just be off on our own, doing our own thing and not really talking about it. I mean, because that would be fine. We would be fine.
Yeah.
We do this because we want to share this information. We want to positively impact millions of families across America. And I think that, you know, it's a great privilege and honor to be able to be in this position where you are, Robert, and where I am, and where people like Alex Jones are. to be in this position is a great honor. And, you know, every day that I wake up, I think about that, and I take this responsibility seriously. That's why we all work so many long hours to keep putting this information out there.
And you know, even though we may make light of a lot of situations through parody and other fun things, we don't take it lightly. We really appreciate the trust is that's put in us in this regard. So, again, the gratitude is coming back from us to you as well. And, Mike, I'm gratitude for you for helping me kick off Healing Revolution Friday today.
Thank you. It is always great to join you. I wish I could join you more often because it's always fun.
Yes.
And we have to make it fun and lighthearted from time to time. I love some of the comedy skits that you do. And, you know, I always have fun too. If we can't laugh about it, then I just can't handle it, man.
No, we're all just going to cry. I don't want to cry. Then I have to say, I need a hug. You got to catch that. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Mike, thanks so much for kicking it off with me today on Healing Revolution Friday. We got Dr. Frank King coming up, John Rappaport a little later. We're going to take a break here now and take a breather, say thanks to the sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
The Healing Revolution continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's right. Dr. Frank King returns from King Bio. Dr. King, so glad to have you on board again, as always.
Yeah, it's always an extreme
positive experience to be with Robert Scott Bell.
See, we're extremists for energy medicine and healing. And that's a good thing because, you know, certain extremists, you know, oh, I'm not so sure. But in this case, we're all for it. And, you know, last week, we really went into the pet thing, which was surprising and fun all at the same time because so many people have animals or their friends or companions, whatever. They're like members of the family. I thought we could actually do a little bit more on it. There was not enough time, even in one Healing Revolution segment with you, to cover it. Now, this week, listen to this story, Dr. King. This is actually hilarious and sad at the same time. There was a story out of Africa where they said they were finding this anti-parasitic medication that they were giving to humans. When they gave it to humans, the mosquitoes would suck their blood and the mosquitoes would die. And I'm thinking, and this is a new strategy, poison the humans, become human insecticides to kill the mosquitoes and get rid of malaria. I'm thinking, we've got to have better ways to deal with parasites in the human animal and the animal animal.
It is, and there's so many better ways to deal with this problem. What is parasite medicine, Robert? It's insecticides.
Yeah.
You're giving you insecticides that you take internally to hopefully eradicate the parasite. Now, in the big problem is that 90% of the people that have parasites they're not being diagnosed by standard medical procedures.
Right. And even that, when they are, as you said, giving animals insecticides, I mean, come on, what do we expect? They're going to get sicker. I mean, yes, you might be able to kill some stuff, but at what cost? We already talked last week about so many of the veterinary interventions like vaccinations and antibiotic and prednisone are actually leading to problems, including cancer. I can't imagine that if you're going to rely on anti-parasitic medication from Big Pharma, that you're going to be doing a whole heck of a lot better for their liver and kidneys.
Oh, certainly. You know, and it's weaknesses in the liver and the kidneys and the digestive tract that actually creates the vulnerability to acquiring pest worms and parasites. And then the medicines actually is weakening our digestive system even further so that we become more susceptible. You know, you look at what is the standard procedures now in veterinary medicine. There are people that have horses. We've raised horses. And the standard thing for most people to raise horses is to deworm, give your horse these poisons every month. Every month, whether they need them or not. And so it's becoming quite outrageous, you know, about how to do this. And it's all based on improper farming and management and things of this nature that creates the susceptibility of parasites in your animals.
Well, exactly. The law of the terrain. We come back to that. And so if we're, building on our discussion of last week, Dr. King, and we talk about how do we help the body, the immune system, the metabolism of the animal, and this could be human too, to really target, if you will, more efficiently and then help overcome any of these various parasites. And there are many. Some of them are protozoan or otherwise, but all of these things uniquely have an energy signature that can be matched homeopathically. And, of course, you have actually helped to develop some of those things to help animals get through these parasites without intoxicating them.
Exactly. It's definitely the best way to go. Even in the worst scenario, taking a homeopathic parasite medicine formulation is the simplest way to begin building and strengthening your pet or yourself digestive system, liver, to become much more resistant and not allow these parasites to be, set up camp.
Yeah.
You have to be sick and dysfunctioning in a certain level, usually, for these parasites to even get a hold on you. So, I think there could be a song in there somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know if it'd be country or rap or whatever, but regardless, it would be bringing a rhythm back to these animals' lives that they have the ability to squash, if you will, the situating of these microbes or whether they be parasitic organisms. Now, last week we also talked about detoxification of animals. I agree. I think that we need to look at that as critically, if more so than for humans, things because they're down on the ground there. They're often being exposed to things, whether if people are not cleaning up their environment with safe natural cleaners, for instance, they're definitely being exposed to a lot of toxic chemicals. These toxins can precipitate or facilitate a weakening that you just talked about that makes them more susceptible to just these normal parasites that they may come into contact with. When they're healthy, their bodies go, no problem, you're out of here, right? And so we need to detox them as well as address the parasites homeopathically.
Yes, and we've got the parasite formulas homeopathically, but even let's say, oh, your pet definitely gets foul gas or has some really foul-smelling stools. These are all signs to go back to the indigestion formula. And, you know, to begin to, or you notice your pet has bad breath, you know, to start fixing these weaknesses early so your pet stays stronger and naturally resistant to these parasites.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole different realm of poisoning or intoxicating. Now, when Don and I, my producer, covered that story about giving these antiparasitic medications to humans so that the mosquitoes that eat off of the humans die, then the next day, suddenly a new study came out. This really strange scientist said, hey, here's the answer. Don't wash your socks. Dirty socks. The mosquitoes like dirty socks. So now we don't have to do laundry. At least the men don't. You know, so it's kind of bizarre how we're addressing these things where none of them are looking back. Like when we talk about malaria, remember, we go back to Samuel Hahnemann and the dawn of homeopathy and the use of cinchona or China. That's the quinine in homeopathic form. I mean, we know how to address all of these ailments and have done so for a couple hundred years plus, and they still can't figure it out.
Exactly. You know, you still see all the spraying for mosquitoes. Mm. And we all know you spray, you kill a bunch of mosquitoes, but as long as you still have the swamp, they're going to always come back.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. The clearing of the terrain. Now, there was another classic case. I think, remember when I referenced last week the feeding of the horses? Somebody had called and said, well, I put it in their food. And they gave the homeopath, right? And we joke about that because the classically trained homeopaths, God bless them, they think that it's not possible for it to work that way. I got somebody comment on Facebook after the show, Dr. King. They said, you know, that's really funny because I had a case where I was seeing a homeopath and this other patient, they gave a remedy. He was from Turkey. He went back with his remedy, take his remedy every day and came back, I don't know, some months later and said it worked great. Yeah, and how did he take it? Well, he took it with his Turkish coffee every day. You know, and that's strong coffee. Again, another violation of basically homeopathic principles, and it still works. And that's what we find is that we would recognize that stimulants may not be beneficial in by and large because they can weaken the adrenals over time. But by and large, they're not going to counteract a homeopathic remedy properly administered, prescribed, etc. And so if you feel like you can't put it directly into the mouth of your animal, just like last week we talked about, put it in their water, put on their food, whatever you can do to get it in there, it's going to make a difference.
Yes, it's not so much how much of the remedy you take with a homeopathic that really makes the therapeutic difference. It's how frequently they get introduced to the remedy that makes the therapeutic difference. So putting it in their water every time they come up and get a drink, they get a dose, you know, and they'll do that many times through the day, and it won't alter their healthy water consumption. It has certainly been the easiest and best way we've seen with our customers in best helping their pets.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's another issue I want to talk about with animals. I had years ago when I was living in Georgia, we had somebody behind us. Oh, it was just a nightmare. They had a dog that would not stop barking. Oh, and I love animals, but you get to this anger about this thing. And I'm just thinking, is there a possibility that there could be a homeopathic medicine that would address that? I wish I had known about it back then.
There is, actually. You know, the original research that was done, and this does stop dogs from compulsively barking. Now, it doesn't drug them. It doesn't, you know, we're not electrocuting them with collars. We're not doing any of those more invasive procedures. We're actually correcting and balancing these neurotransmitters we see in the brain so that they stop the compulsive behaviors like this. In the original testing, this was done on humans that were loquacious.
Not the humans that were compulsively barking.
You know, well, there was a few of those in there in the provings, actually.
Yeah.
People have a tendency to want to bark or bite other people.
Oh, no.
And so that's in there, actually. Yeah, so can you imagine being in a proving and wanting to, you know, work over there and bark and bite at somebody?
No, I would test on the people that wanted to hug you. That'd be a lot safer.
Yeah, and this showed up in the provings where people took a substance and they had this desire to bite. And they found this to work very well, and they did a lot of this in our mental institutions for people that were chronic biters of other people.
Wow.
And it helped people from biting. And so now this is also in there. But the loquaciousness. Loquacious is people that just can't stop talking. They talk, 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 talk. You can't get a word in edgewise. This is a loquaciousness that came out in these provings. And we found when we gave this to dogs that had barking problems that they'd stop barking compulsively. Hmm. So it was a wonderful study. Here's the important thing about this, Robert, is compulsive barking is not only a nuisance. We call it the neighborhood formula.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yes.
Yeah, where you know, and the neighbors will buy it for you, to give to your pet.
Yes.
Maybe to give to you. I don't know.
Well, that's for sure. You know, I would have loaded up on gallons of the stuff years ago had I known about that remedy, honestly. So if anybody does have, this is one of the things, probably you'll be motivated. You'll get calls this week, Dr. King. What was that dog barking remedy? I got to get that.
Yeah. Yeah, we call it stop bark, you know, simple, stop
yes.
bark. And so it's actually, this is designed to do is to correct that compulsive barking nature. Mm. People think it's just a nuisance problem, but it's much more than just a nuisance around the neighborhood. It actually, there are more dogs euthanized in animal shelters, brought into animal shelters for compulsive barking issues. That they can't just got to, you know, the neighbors are after me. Everybody's stressing me out, you know,
yeah.
to get rid of my dog. Yeah, get rid of my dog. And so most of these dogs become euthanized. And so it is really killing these dogs. They can be corrected.
Yeah, I know. It's
be,
a shame.
Be fixed.
It's really a shame to consider that they're taking them out like this. But I understand why if they don't have any other knowledge of how to control it or reduce it and safely without, as you say, drugging or you know, altering some brutal way. So this is great news. Anybody that loves animals, like I said, I'm loving that we're getting to cover these topics on the Healing Revolution today with Dr. Frank King. Those who want more information, it's kingbio.com. I have the links through the news notes today at robertscottbell.com as well. And, of course, 800-543-3245 is the number, 800-543-3245. When we come back from this break, I want to talk to Dr. King about some other animal issues, whether it be arthritic and inflammatory issues. Hopefully we can get to the urinary tract issues in cats that are very common, maybe a little bit on the skin. Obviously, we'll talk about the food going into these animals. That's a starting point as well. Rocket the Health World with Dr. Frank King here on the Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More after this.
You're looking for FDA-approved radio. You're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now.
That's 1-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down under price and free shipping right now at 1-stop-health-shop.com. That's 1-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The healing revolution includes animals, your pets, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Frank King. And I'm so glad we're getting to cover this. And, you know, I was talking about the stop barking, man. This is maybe one of my favorite things because it's going to save a lot of people from a lot of stress from this moment forward, knowing about it. But then again, there are times when the stress is maybe even more than the barking issue can handle. And we've done a lot of great segments on stress, but the animals also respond very well to stress remedies, do they not?
You know, Robert, it's a fascinating thing. Our animals love us so much that I think there's so many studies are showing that the animals will actually absorb the problems of the humans in their family. That they, you know, the pets love the caretaker, the humans, and they're almost like they're designed to serve humans and help humans. And we see so much where pets and the holistic vets that we work with all pretty much agree on this, that that our pets will, they're therapeutic, yes, because they do somehow try their best to, in an empathetic way, absorb the pain, the stress, the hurt of their masters or their humans.
Yes, exactly. So they're very, as you said, empathetic, even empathic, whatever you want to call it. But the reality is, if you have, for instance, I wanted to go back to the barking issue. If the barking thing is not taken care of completely, I was just thinking, why not add a stress formula to that? And it's like maybe that'll take the edge off of why this animal may be in a situation where they're not reacting accordingly what we would expect them to do.
That's right, Robert. You know, see, homeopathy addresses the underlying cause or causes behind problems. So where is the underlying cause? And if stress can be actually setting off the barking, then we need to also address the stress and the inability to handle the stress. And that's what a stress control formula we have in our natural pet pharmaceutical line. The stress control actually fixes many of the ways an animal processes stress so that they can process the stress positively and naturally eliminate it so it doesn't build up within the animal that could end up creating the compulsive barking.
No, that's awesome. Now, when we talk stress, I want to remind everybody that stress also is physiological. It can be from food that's improper, you know, toxins in the food. We talked even last week, I remember you were talking, because you've been in farming for years of your life as well, and even now, and recognizing there's a rhythm and pattern to also feeding animals. You don't just throw out a bowl of food, let them eat 24/7. That's not going to be good for a domesticated dog or cat, and that could also lead to stress and problems.
It certainly can. You know, we want to think of the behavior of the family. What's going on? There's a lot of yelling and screaming going on in the house. Is there a lot of stress being manifested in the family? Your pets will be the unhappy recipients of all this, and they will absorb a lot of this. So, you know, if you want to de-stress your pet, first find your own inner peace.
Yes.
With yourself, your family, and believe it or not, that gets passed on to your pets. But, you know, and the stress control, you know, these products are good for not only for animal consumption, but they're also can be good for safe for human consumption.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the stop bark formula. Even works on radio, talk show radio hosts.
Oh, that's what I need. Thank you, Dr. King, very much for that. Right. There's the end of my healing revolution. I won't talk anymore. Right. You know, and I talked, you know, funny enough, I talked about some remedies for throat issues earlier in the week and joke with my producer about, you know, if I have a 976 or 1-900 Robert voice, how I take homeopathy like verbascum and other remedies for the throat and the vocal cords. And so in that context, if I find myself talking too much, I'll ask Don. He can give me some of the stop bark and we'll be all good to go for commercial break. Now, in terms of the animal's skin, a lot of the stress I see in animals coming out through the skin, toxins, they're exposed to things, we, you know, whether inadvertently or purposefully, if you're not feeding them well, a lot of times the skin reacts. Now, we're not like putting a steroid on it to suppress it. We're looking to heal the body. So I would always do it in conjunction with detox or liver support.
Yes. There's actually two basic formulas that are the most common that we use for pets with compulsive itching or skin problems, hot spots where they usually on their paws or in their wrist kind of areas of their body where you'll see, you know, or on their legs where they kind of almost lick these places raw. These can many times because they're hot, they're inflamed, and this inflammation could be coming from a number of things. The two primary products is we use a skin irritations and itch relief formula is one.
Yes.
The other one that commonly will show up and be the, you know, the really correct these cases is the allergies formula. So those two products together, you probably resolve the majority of your pet's skin problems. If you need to bring a third one in there, it would be that indigestion and foul gas relief formula.
Yeah, and all of this builds on the knowledge that we've been sharing or imparting over the year, well, see, years now, but I mean, we've got a lot of great information coming out through the Healing Revolution every week. So when we talk about the animal conditions, we talk gastrointestinal health, it applies doubly to those animals as well. And if we look at things like arthritic muscle joint, all these aches, a lot of times it's metabolic waste. Sometimes it is the toxins and stress as well. And so we begin to recognize that these animals do not need non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or worse any more than humans do. But that, you know, we're trying to help people understand that they can reach for a homeopathic medicine, energy medicine, to correct these metabolic imbalances.
Yeah, we're correcting our natural healthy functions within either the human or pets. We even put our products, and that's in maybe for another show, you know, on our plants in our house for, you know, so that they're healthier.
Nice.
So, you know, the idea is the homeopathics activate they fill in the holes in our wholeness. You know, they awaken our natural healthy functions again so we can withstand the assaults coming from, you know, garbage foods and toxins and the poisons that are, you know, that are so prolific in our environment.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, if I think back to the cats that I've had, and of course learning more about over the years and then getting, I've grown up with cats, so I recognize a lot of the problems that I see that are very familiar or similar. And a lot of times it's urinary tract issues as they age. Now, a lot of this had to do with the food, even the so-called science diet that the vets endorsed. I don't know if they still do, but there was very, very bad balance of nutrients as well as the quality of what was in them was bad. So obviously I always encourage people to look, read the labels, find out the organic, the range type things that these animals should be eating. But in terms of urinary incontinence, urinary tract issues with cats and dogs, addressing this is not a big problem for homeopathy, but we'd like to also recognize, again, the feeding of these animals can prevent this from ever happening.
Certainly, you always want to feed well, and remedies are necessary even when you're feeding well to help repair certain damages, weaknesses, or predispositions that an animal may have. And urinary tract is very common in the cats. In our cat line of natural pet pharmaceuticals, we have developed this urinary tract infections formula. And it's really good for helping restore that and strengthen up not only the clearing the infection like a drug would do, but it is actually awakening and healing and reestablishing proper urinary tract kidney and bladder functions again.
No, this is good news. Again, all of the remedies. And people, you know, it's like a member of the family. I hear these sad stories. I've been through it personally with animals. And knowing that we have the tools, we could prevent most of these issues that vets are ill-equipped to handle unless and until they open up to holistic, integrative, natural, and homeopathic medicines in this regard. And, I want to switch gears real here. I'm seeing a news story pop up my producers gave to my attention here. This relates to the influenza. Now, I've recommended the influenza, the flu formula that you have there. But this, they're saying now, and I think this is a garbage study. This is really them covering their aspirin, so to speak. There's now claiming there's no link between the swine flu shot and Guillain-Barré syndrome. A lot of the neurological paralysis as such. Now, I have worked very hard to get people detoxed from these vaccines and dealing with neurological damage and inflammation. What kind of experience, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here, in dealing with things like the adverse events we've talked about vaccines, but specifically Guillain-Barré, how much have you interacted with this? Have you seen some success with homeopathy?
Yes, we've only had a few cases where we've worked with them people on, with that particular syndrome, and they've done very, very well. There's interesting, and someday we'll maybe have to come to talk to that, and there's a lot of similarities of that.
Yes.
In people that have had, the bites from the fleas.
Oh, the ticks as well, with Lyme disease, Borrelia, you're right. There's a lot of cross-referencing these symptoms that say there may be similarities in all of these diseases, certainly symptomatically speaking, and homeopathy can address them universally that way.
Yes. And so, we've worked with both those cases, and a lot of the similar remedies show up in those cases. Let's also prevent this thing in putting the word out like you do so well, Robert. That's so important for people to be well informed before they begin just lining up like cows in the at the slaughterhouse, the sale barns and the feedlots, and just getting these injections. Matter of fact, they're so prominent. I was trying to recall how many a chicken gets.
Yeah,
even chickens get these things, and they're actually immunizing, doing the immunizations through fogs, putting this mist out into the air.
Wow.
That they're breathing in. And I'm trying to remember, the average chicken gets something like, and I'm going to guess on this again, it was somewhere like maybe 30 or more.
Incredible.
For
people that think chickens are cleaner than cattle, for instance, not necessarily so. In many cases, they are much more filthy in the way that they're raised and grown, and especially now you're mentioning the multiple vaccines and fogs that they're giving them. You end up eating that residual, toxic chemistry, if you will, in the meat, and where these fat-soluble toxins end up. So be careful about the meat that you choose to eat. Like you said, we advocate for healthy organic diets. Of course, some people do well on vegetarian diets. Many do not, and we want you to get the cleanest of whatever you get. But in the meantime, that's why we come back to detoxification, liver, lymphatic support, connective tissue, all of these things being so critically important, whether you're human or animal or some combination thereof. If you tend to bark as a human, we don't know. But that's why I wanted to do this with you on the Healing Revolution, to really get back to some basics for the animals that are being hampered and harmed by so much of allopathic pharmacological medicine through the vets that have yet to have awoken or wakened up to what we talk about.
There's one other problem there, Robert, that, with dogs especially, we're talking about urinary, and that is urinary incontinence.
Right.
This is, as our pets are aging, it's really, hard on the whole family to see a pet and losing bladder control and the problems that it brings to our household pets and our families. So we can proactively work with these, and there's a very high percentage of these aging pets that you're taking the urinary incontinence formula. It has been done wonders in making the whole family happier, especially in their cleanup duties.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like smelly carpets with old dogs there that have incontinence. So, again, these are practical tips and solutions. The Healing Revolution will take us to places sometimes that surprise even me. But I'm glad to take the journey with you every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. King. Couldn't do it without you.
Well, and ditto back to you.
Well, remember, Dr. King is available through the week at kingbio.com. And, of course, his great crew with wonderful southern accents and the very great hospitality that they have. We'll be happy to take your call at 800- 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And, of course, I've got all the links up to some of these pet remedies, too, those of you who are interested in learning more. And, of course, the healing revolution continues. We've got a lot more healing to do. John Rappaport, my dear friend, will join us next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And as we end every day, every hour, in fact, here, we're here to remind you, as Dr. King knows all so well, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, taking the healing revolution even farther with my dear friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News. That's right, nomorefakenews.com. We don't do fake news here either. That's why we get along so well. He's been an inspiration to me over the many years, including writing a number of books, including AIDS Incorporated, that if you haven't read, really got to the bottom of the whole corporate garbage structure behind the non-science of AIDS. But before we get there, let's see what else is in the news here. Having reviewed a lot of stories, a little time before I want to bring John up, you heard about Teflon. Remember they talked about the Teflon-coated cookware. We probably all grew up with it. We didn't know any better. Oh, how cool. We can throw, we don't even need butter. Throw an egg in there. It doesn't stick. But it turns out not only the fumes, but the chips, other things have been creating a lot of toxic interactions within the body and been very, in fact, pro-inflammatory. I remember reading the studies about, or the reports about the so-called parakeets and canaries that were exposed to areas where this cookware was used. The fumes would kill them, the canaries in the coal mine, so to speak. Now they're finding out that high blood levels of this man-made chemical used in the nonstick coatings are associated with a raised risk of arthritis. That's right, inflammatory joint pain. I'll tell you what it is. It's called PFOA. Good luck pronouncing it on this Healing Revolution Friday. It might take a revolution for me to see. Perfluorooctanoate. I don't want to say that 10 times fast. PFOA is how it's really referred to in the media. blood, if there was detected in the blood, they were up to 40% more likely to develop arthritis than people with lower blood levels typical of the general U.S. population. Now, isn't it sad that we have to say the general U.S. population all has some of this PFOA, among many other things? I mean, that's sad, but that's where we are. Our toxic planet, not due to the planet, but due to the people on it, being so arrogant and ignorant. So the studies here, and I have this story linked up, show the increase in musculoskeletal inflammation and pain. Why? Well, that's very simple. You overwhelm the detoxification pathways. You deplete selenium levels, the things that are going to bind out these toxic substances. And eventually, in certain body types, and they remained here, they said this, in thinner body types, tend to have more arthritis than vascular events. And of course, this is the reason here is that these substances lodging into the joints, for instance, creating inflammation, damaging inflammation that doesn't end because the substances stay there. The body can't detoxify from it. And so we get into that scenario of chronic inflammation caused by environmental toxins. Now we're not even talking about simple metabolic wastes. Remember, I've talked about Rust toxicodendron, right? Rust tox, Ruta, and there's a number of others for joint pain. It will help to pull the uric acid out of the joints. Because in old times, in the good old days, it used to just be overconsumption of animal protein, resulting in too much uric acid as a byproduct of digestion. And our liver was unable to handle it because we got too much going there. And maybe a little overindulgence, lack of sleep, lack of selenium, and then boom, we've got this inflammation. So we kind of start pulling it out. That's the cherry juice as well, the concentrates that the FDA doesn't want you to know about or let any farmer tell you about. And of course, we can counteract all of this. But now it gets a little more complicated when we're dealing with these toxic environmental waste products. And we have to utilize homeopathy in this way, you know, utilizing the PFOA in a homeopathic form, which we can do. And of course, increasing selenium levels, increasing, let's say, far infrared heat sauna, if you will, the healing light from the far infrared can also help us to sweat out these fat soluble toxins, you know, even from the joints at that level. You know, let's say you've got it in the elbow. That's a great thing. You can see really, really quick response time. And this sort of relates to another story. This one's off of Medical News Today. Let me see if there are any funny ads. No ads today popping up for me as I'm reading this. Omega-3 reduces anxiety and inflammation in healthy students. It wasn't enough that it reduced inflammation, right? Now we're talking about reduction of anxiety. Now, I've talked about this. Mental and emotional health associated with increasing essential fatty acid intake. Omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids such as EPA and DHA. Long known to be great for a lot of things, and they are anti-inflammatory, but now they're finally acknowledging a little bit more that psychological stress, which increases cytokine production. Remember those inflammatory cascades, those cells? Omega-3 mitigates it, reducing inflammation. So they did it. They tested it. We hypothesized that giving some students omega-3 supplements would decrease their production of pro-inflammatory cytokines compared to other students who only received a placebo. That's according to Janice Glazer, professor of psychology and psychiatry, where they're reporting this study from. We thought the omega-3 would reduce the stress-induced increase in cytokines that normally arose from nervousness over the test. And yes, the team assembled a field of 68 first and second year med students who volunteered and, of course, divided. So this is a well-designed study, in fact, to test what happened. Half received the omega-3s, half were given placebo. The supplement was about, wow, 4 or 5 times the amount of fish oil you'd get from daily servings of salmon. So they're actually ramping it up. Good for them. And indeed, what they found were these changes where the students were not as anxious. They weren't as stressed. They were sleeping well. So they assessed it and found a 20% reduction in those taking the EPA-DHA combinations. This is the stuff I've been talking about. Where have they been all this time? Now it's coming out. See, the science catches up to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Imagine that. So take your fish oil and take your omega-3s, take your hemp oil, take your flax oil, whatever form you want to get it in. If it works for you, I am happy for you. And I'm happy for me because I get to interview my dear friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News. Right after the break, we're going to take on those who assault health, freedom, and liberty and utilize all the gifts of creation, including our imagination, to do so. This promises to be a lot of fun. And I can't wait any longer, so let's go to break, Don. Take us to break. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. Right back after this with John Rappaport.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back on this Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I am bringing an old friend back to the program here. He hasn't been on since we launched here on Natural News Radio, but he's been on my show over the years on the Sundays that I've been doing this. So going back since 1999, I've been doing it, but he's been on for so many years. Good friend. He's an author. He's a fantastic and thinker. Beyond thinking, he's got imagination, and love him dearly. He's extraordinary. He's written many books, including AIDS Incorporated. And he's on with me now, John Rappaport. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here.
John, I want to start with you. There's so many ways we could go with this, a number of your books and the things you've covered over the years. But more, let's say, contemporarily speaking, we've talked many times about the Barbara Starfield Report. This was the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Journal 2000, that published the 106,000 Americans die every year due to FDA-approved drugs, etc. Now, if we talk, expand on that, and we see the attack continuing on dietary supplements, we've gone back to the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. You recently interviewed a friend of ours, Jonathan Emord, about this very thing. And I've been, struggling with this for years because people say, well, you got to play nice. You got to be nice, Robert. It's like, why should we be nice to regulatory authorities who want to kill us?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Why should we be nice to people who want to kill us, who have tried to put their boot on our heads? And this is, turned into one of my main messages. Who knew that I would be saying this? But there's a thing called operant conditioning, brainwashing, programming. And I've seen over the last 15, 20 years how much of the population has been trained in this notion of you got to be nice to people, you got to be polite, you got to be, you know, don't judge anybody about anything, anywhere, anytime. Every point of view is just as good as the next point of view.
Yeah.
And so when people get this into their heads, it becomes almost like some sort of a, you know, the church of being nice.
The church of being nice. That's great. By the way, you know, I have to say this.
This is where they're at.
Yes. I mean, John, you were the one who coined the phrase that I've used so many times over the years because it was so brilliant, the church of biological mysticism. If anybody knows the origin points of some of these words, John's been a great inspiration to me over so many years. We've had such great times on the radio and outside of it. And by the way, John's a nice guy, but here we are talking about the fact that how can you be nice, as I said, to people that are literally out to destroy you? And it doesn't mean that we like to look at life in terms of warfare either, John, but there's some kind of way we've got to be looking at this appropriately.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the church of being nice is right across the street from the church of biological mysticism. I mean, they work hand in hand. You know, they have, lunch programs, picnics, whatever, together because they work so well. It's kind of like if people lie to you, if people try to force you to accept the lies, if people pass laws which require you to obey the lies, then you're supposed to attend the church of being nice. And you're supposed to say, okay, that's fine because that's your point of view. And I tap those people on the shoulder and I say, I think there's something here that you're missing,
yes,
which is coercion. They're forcing you to now obey laws that you don't believe in. What about that? Where is that church? Where is that understanding? Because what we're seeing now is a tremendous attack on natural health being launched by the federal government in America. And it's stepping up. It's accelerating. We can pinpoint it. We know where it's coming from.
Yes. And you had a recent interview with Jonathan Emord about this. In fact, I'll have the link up on the blog at robertscottbell.com so that they can listen to your interview. I had him on last week as well. He evidently got very intense with you on this subject matter because here we are. The industry has tried to play nice and say, we'll play along with the FDA. We'll be good boys and girls. We'll regulate. We'll let you come in and check it all out. And, of course, everywhere they can find a way to manipulate what was passed, they completely ignore the spirit or intent of the law that was passed and now go for the jugular to find out, hey, how do we ban this stuff? It's killing nobody, but it's killing perhaps the profits of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And by the way, if you happen to see the Church of Coercion, they'll give you Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft, so you'll be back at the Church of Being Nice again.
That's right. Exactly. and the Valium Church and all of that, too. So what happened with Emord was, first of all, brilliant constitutional attorney. He's gone to court and defeated the FDA 8 times, which nobody else has even come close to. So he knows the score. So that's why I wanted to have him on.
Yes.
And so, you know, Jonathan is the kind of guy who will give you at length all of the issues. He will spell it out. It's almost like he's writing a book as he's talking.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting the whole story. And so at some point I said to him, okay, Jonathan, now you and I are back at the place we've been many times before in the discussion, which is given the ferocity of this attack on the people who want natural health, where is the nutritional industry? Where are the trade groups and lobbyists that they pay good money to make sure that this doesn't happen? I only hear silence. I don't hear anything at all. And you and I have talked about this before, Jonathan, and so I'm bringing it up again and what's happening because to me, this is just unbelievable. And at that point, I could hear his blood boiling.
Yes.
And he went into it very intensely and he said, these people, meaning the big nutritional companies with relatively deep pockets, the trade associations and the lobbyists that they hire to keep the government off their backs. He said they've been going to tea parties with the federal regulators. He said they themselves, several years ago, went to the FDA voluntarily, these nutritional companies, and they said, guess what? We have a plan, and we'd love to tell you about it. We want to police ourselves for good manufacturing practices. You know, we want to make sure that all nutritional companies manufacture their supplements in a very, very, standard way, and that it's all above board, and everything is very clean, and all of that sort of stuff. This is despite the fact that supplements virtually kill nobody. It's the drugs that kill everybody. So, and he said to me, and so the companies thought that this would put the FDA on their side.
Right. Like, yeah, this is the playing nice issue that we were bringing up. And it's like to our own detriment. If you think that playing nice with somebody that wants to destroy you is going to somehow win them over.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, I mean, there you go. So he said, all right. So what happened? The FDA, basically, I'm paraphrasing now, you know, after these meetings and tea parties were over, or cocktail parties, I should say, so we don't confuse this with tea parties, they looked at each other, the FDA, and they said, guess what? These guys are weak.
Mm-hmm.
Weak. Now is the time to strike because they have no guts. They have no plan to keep us off their backs. Let's go after them, which is exactly what's happened in this new massive coordinated attack.
Well, they telegraphed their weakness, and no doubt by coming in to say, hey, we got to accept this. Of course, we go back into the history of David Sekman, who was the guy that was the lobbyist from, I think somehow he had big industry all over him, and he sold out along with the companies that bought this line that they could play along in the sandbox together and have a good time. So is there an awakening? Did Jonathan Emord reference any awakening happening, or is he saying, listen, you know, we might have to lose it before we ever try to regain it even?
No awakening, but mm-hmm. He said, you know, he represents a whole lot of nutritional companies as an attorney.
Yes.
A lot of them. And he said that he's getting panic. Mm. Panic. That companies are thinking about closing down, shutting their doors, walking away, selling, because just the red tape alone that's now involved with these regulations that the FDA and the law, the Food Safety Modernization Act, have set up to make sure that the nutritional companies are towing the line is costing these nutritional companies so much money that the CEOs don't see how they can continue. And so I said, well, okay, Jonathan, so it looks to me like what you're saying is that unless we have a sustained, aggressive, massive grassroots campaign here that pushes back against Congress, against the White House, against the FDA, that we're going to lose. And he said, yeah, that's right. We're going to lose.
Mm. Well, it's desperate straits again. Again, all the things that kind of threaten the industry to the point where there was more letters being written, phone calls, et cetera. I think they had faxes in 94, but that led to the passage of Deshaies. But, Jonathan had basically warned about some of these so-called loopholes in Deshaies even that would come back to bite us. And evidently they're now coming home to roost based on the weakness that the industry has shown and the willingness to, you know, again, play nice with those who don't want to see you alive. So this is a really interesting dilemma. Now, I want to go through some more of the energy of this, because this is bigger than just, well, these are the words in the law or the regulation and such. And there's a lot of things that feed the beast, so to speak. If we talk about the regulatory beast, the bureaucratic oligarchy, how do we, let's say, outside of petitioning and begging or screaming and yelling, what ways can we be successful at restoring health, healing, health freedom, that kind of integrity back to a country that has seemed to abandon it?
Well, I can think of three things right off the bat. And recently, in fact, today, I just sent out an article on this. First of all, massive grassroots campaign has to go back to the structure and the strategy of 1994, which is letters and phone calls. I'm not saying that online petitions are bad, and I'm not saying that emails are bad, I'm not saying that Twitter is bad, but you got to keep in mind that these regulatory agencies or the White House or the Congress, they can delete this stuff with a click of the mouse, or they can, you know, get it out with their spam filters. So that doesn't bode too well. But if you've got postal carriers with tons of bags of letters written by citizens to their congressional representatives and direct to the White House and direct to the FDA being delivered every day, which is what was happening in 1993, 1994. And then you've got switchboards flooded with phone calls from legitimately angry citizens who
right.
demand their freedom. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
We've got to return to that strategy. Number two.
Okay, stand by on number two. I want to take a breather here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My good friend John Rappaport returns. He is also at nomorefakenews.com. Nomorefakenews.com. I have the links up at robertscottbell.com. And if you receive the daily updates through Natural News Radio, if you don't, just put your email there. You'll get it up, but you'll see all the links in the stories that we're covering here, as well as the strategies in place or we're putting in place so that maybe we can curtail this freedom deficiency disease that is spreading, starting from the FDA, but maybe from the people who have abandoned the things that we need to do to get it back. So we'll be right back with more of John Rappaport on this Healing Revolution Friday right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a four-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott. And a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We are back in Rocking the Health World with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. He also has written a number of books including AIDS, Inc. And, of course, yesterday covered the story of the HIV, I say wrongful diagnosis, but the criminality of being so-called diagnosed with HIV and how they're stopping it cold now because of Clark Baker and the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. And this is really cool. Liam Sheff was also on yesterday, and if you missed any of that, shocking revelations as to what is going on as they claim to have found a drug that knows whether you're gay or straight. It's just bizarre what's happening out there. So give a listen to that. But John Rappaport, my good friend, knows all about that and more. And we're covering the assault today during this healing revolution on health freedom, the freedom to access or produce and sell even the dietary supplements that are so necessary now to keep us going, get us well. And we talked about point one of three points that John's bringing up here as far as what we can do to stop this attack on the liberties that are fundamental to us being alive. And the first one he mentioned, grassroots campaign, letters and calls, more important than anything, to actually physically get in their face in that way. And this is one. But now there are two others. We're about to get to step two. John, here we go.
Okay. Step two is some nutritional company is going to have to step up, a big one, with relatively deep pockets and finance this campaign. As happened in 1993, 1994, when the FDA was coming after supplements then. And they're going to have to put money into media. They're going to have to put money into spreading the word to all kinds of consumers through health food stores and all sorts of other outlets that they have to write letters, snail mail letters, and they have to call Congress, their representative, and the White House, and the FDA. And they have to get the information out there because there are three pieces of legislation or regulation here that are involved. It's not just one that are part of that are this attack. There is the Food Safety Modernization Act, which is already a law now. There are these new FDA NIDA, NIDA regulations that have just been proposed that are horrendous. And then there is a bill, Senate Bill 1310, sponsored by Dick Durbin, Senator, that is in committee right now, that would be even more draconian on the food supplement industry if it ever gets passed, and Durbin has a pretty good track record. So people need to get all this information boiled down so they understand it, and this is one of the things that a big nutritional company can do if they step forward with money. The other thing that they can do, which is really step three, and it did happen in 1993-94, is celebrities. Bring on board celebrities, many celebrities, who speak out on television, because these celebrities can get themselves on television. And we had a number of them back then.
Yeah, I remember. Wasn't it Mel Gibson even participated in a film? Was it that Kevin Miller did or somebody did? It was really Hollywood, really slick. And he was in his kitchen, yeah, and suddenly a SWAT team raids him. And he's like, guys, it's just vitamins, right? And that really, the visuals of it were so stunning. The emotions where it grabbed you. It was the absurdities that we try to point out every day. And that's the kind of stuff you're talking about.
That. James Earl Jones narrated a short film that was played all over the place, and now it would get on YouTube and have, you know, 10 million viewers in about a week.
Yeah.
Mariel Hemingway. There were others. And there are lots of these celebrities around, even more than ever now,
yes,
who rely on natural health and supplements. And then another branch of celebrity-dom is athletes.
Mm-hmm.
All athletes are now aware of how performance-enhancing supplements can be. And we're not just talking about multivitamin, multi-mineral. We're talking about all kinds of very sophisticated supplements that they are using. So they come on board. Can you imagine what happens if an NFL quarterback suddenly gets on television and says, you know, I just want to tell you that the federal government is attacking,
you're right,
America by trying to limit your access.
Mm.
All of a sudden, the game is totally different. You've now pushed these government people back on their heels because now they're getting bad press. And these are the things that would be the launch of a real grassroots campaign, steps one through three. This is what has to happen.
Well, there are a lot of people in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience around the country here, those in the United States, that may be able to help us out in this regard. Of course, I've been covering the stories through the Alliance for Natural Health. Jonathan Emor does some work with them as well, and they're doing good work in alerting it. But as you said, John, going beyond just the petition, stepping it up, writing the letters, getting on the phone, calling, leaving messages, and being the squeaky wheel in this case, let them know. Now, at the same time, we recognize some of the limiting factors there, because with the aforementioned Food Safety Modernization Act, despite an outraged populace and a lot of outrage, calls and faxes, emails, all of that stuff that did happen, they passed it in the dark of night right about Christmas of 2010. So it was them sticking their middle finger up to us saying, we don't believe you have the power to stop us, and we're doing this anyway. And so they are playing an endgame scenario where they're detecting either weakness or they are desperate, maybe a combination of the two. So the thing that I see, another aspect of this, is the economics. Because recently there was news that the FDA budget got cut like $285 million, and suddenly they were complaining that they might not be able to enforce the Food Safety Modernization Act. Now, of course, you and I would say that's a wonderful thing. But yesterday, or is it 2 days ago now, we had Ben Bernanke being grilled by Ron Paul asking, Helicopter Ben, hey, is gold money? And I played the clip. It was hilarious. No, it's not. Why don't we have diamonds in Fort Knox instead of gold? You know, it was a ludicrous exchange. And yet we know that we are so far beyond the precipice of the validity of this economic system based on fractional reserve banking and fiat money that I see the collapse coming. The question is, you know, how many people are going to be taken down with it along the way before they don't have the money to, A, police the world, and B, police our own lives and our own dietary supplements. But in the meantime, there's a desperate play. I don't know how this is actually going to play out while we're in the midst of it.
Well, Ian Ward talked about that yesterday with me, because what he was saying was that the funding for all of these new inspectors, FDA-type inspectors that are going to be going into nutritional companies and tying them up in red tape and all of that kind of stuff with, he said 1,000 pages of regulations.
Well, and that's where you die of 1,000 paper cuts. I mean, the thing is, it might not be one thing, but it's, 1,000 I's that are, not dotted or cross T's. That's how they nail you.
Exactly. And so he said that the major funding for that is going to kick in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But he also warned, I mean, this is not like, oh, great, we can wait till 2014. He said, you're going to see, if you haven't already, nutrients in supplements and supplements disappearing off the shelves. You're going to see that now. But it's really going to escalate in what you are saying, the end game, when that funding truly kicks in, 2014, which is also when the Obama health plan is supposed to really kick in with the financing and all of that. So you're right. There's a question here of whether or not they will get the money, the federal government, to do all of the things they want to do in attacking natural health. But to say, let's wait and see, that would be...
not a good strategy. I agree.
Back in the church of being nice, and also
yes,
back in the church of suicide. You know?
Yes. That would be the church of naivete.
The church of naivete. Exactly.
We don't play that game here. No, we don't.
No.
Now, there's another thing that comes to mind here. That it relates to something in, well, I'm going to say the C word here, the Constitution. Nobody's offended in this audience when I do. Now, there's something called the 10th Amendment. And we know the 10th Amendment basically reserves the rights to the states or to the people, that which is not specifically enumerated in the federal, for the federal government. Now, we know that is sort of inconsequential because they kind of look at the Constitution and go, yeah, very funny, it's an old paper, we don't even legalize the hemp that it's written on. So we now know that there's a movement afoot, and I've actually participated in three of these out of the many that have been out there by the 10th Amendment Center, a movement called Nullification, originally acknowledged by Thomas Jefferson. This is something that is very exciting and interesting to me because it relates to some things we've talked about over the years, John, about energy, the exchange of energy, using imagination. And I've often said, it's not my words, but what if you threw a war and nobody showed up? In a sense, we understand how much funding, how much money, how much economic, whatever it takes to throw a war. And if somehow we were able to defund, if you will, that which is the beast that is consuming us, then, of course, we take away their power. And I suppose people are kind of getting wind of it, whether they're using the 10th Amendment or other means by which they simply withdraw their consent, withdraw their energy. And I'm seeing some of this awareness coming about. I don't know if you see any evidence of it, but maybe we could discuss that level of strategy as well.
Yes, I agree with you. I do see some of that happening. 10th Amendment nullification, absolutely, and Jefferson was for it. In fact, I interviewed a man named Clay Jenkinson several, I guess it was 6 weeks ago now on my radio show. He plays Thomas Jefferson. He's done it for years all over the world. He dresses up in costume. You may have seen him on C-SPAN debating Alexander Hamilton. This guy is a Jefferson scholar, and he's fantastic.
Nice.
And so he and I talked in the interview about nullification. He said, absolutely. He said, I mean, that was the idea. He said the states, when they came to the point of this Constitution, they assumed that they would leave with a Constitution that left them with tremendous power, that this was no, you know, taking away all sorts of power from the states. In fact, Jefferson's interpretation of the Constitution was that basically the federal government would handle foreign policy and the states would handle national affairs.
I mean, right.
It was that simple. That's the way he saw it. So, yes, and that is imagination that I see working out here today with these 10th Amendment nullification guys. And that would be a strategy vis-a-vis natural health. If certain states said, we're not going to enforce this, we're not going to enforce the Food Safety Modernization Act, we're not going to enforce these FDA regulations, or if Durbin's bill passes, we're not going to enforce that. If there was enough juice created around that,
yes,
that would be another aspect of the grassroots campaign to nullify the beast.
Sure, and there is evidence that that is, in fact, working. If we talk about the Real ID Act, where they were going to make everybody have biometric markers embedded into driver's licenses, enough states rebelled that they just quietly – they didn't repeal it, but they the feds just quietly said – they didn't even say it. They're just not enforcing it. Similar with medical marijuana laws. In many cases, you don't see them sending the troops down into those states that are basically nullifying federal law on that issue. And there are a few others where that is happening. So I see that that momentum is also growing as people, again, realize that, look, we can talk in terms of spirituality, but if we just devoid of a word that may be charged for people, we talk in terms of energy. That if you withdraw energy from a system that uses that energy against you, well, that's a little bit less that they have to basically do what they are designing to do. And this is a concept I think is very much deeply embedded or rooted in the Declaration of Independence, where literally it was withdrawing all consent to the king at that time, and what did it lead to? And we're now in the same situation or much worse. In fact, the usurpation, so to speak, that the federal government is doing or visiting upon us all are far more egregious than what King George was doing back at the dawning of the American Revolution.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And here's another thing that's up there on the horizon. The FDA starts to go into nutritional companies and to do all of these inspections. And something gets out of hand, which, you know, you can bet is going to happen. And it becomes a blown-up story in the press about what actually happens. It gets on Drudge. It gets promoted all over the world. And people begin to see, just the way they did in, I'm going to say, 1992, when Jonathan Wright's clinic was invaded by the FDA and U.S. Marshals up in the state of Washington.
Right.
Simply because they thought, I don't know, he was dispensing vitamin B in vials or liquid vials or something like insane like that. And that story blew up. And all of a sudden it became a national and international story. And that creates media attention. So there's that possibility, too, of, let's say, good things that can happen for us. But the idea is not to wait. If this campaign is launched in a massive way, then those fortuitous things that happen to us will be good sort of side effects.
Well, exactly. Sometimes these mini skirmishes and even battles as such will raise and elevate awareness and cause a media sensation that awakens the population. I do not believe it is our destiny to lose freedom, although, you know, destiny is a kind of an interesting word, I think, because there's freedom for me. It's a choice we're making. But at the same time, as we've seen, and your wife, Laura, who works with a lot of people as a healer, and she's wonderful and gifted in that, and she's also written books on nutrition, recognizes that many people come to healers that are not drug-oriented after they've been given up for dead in many cases. In other words, they have to face mortality before they're willing to make the change and say, okay, maybe freedom is better. And I think we're at that precipice. I need to take a break here. I've got one more segment on this Healing Revolution Friday with John Rappaport. I'm so pleased to get him back on board here and to introduce him to all of my Natural News Radio listeners. This guy's awesome. You're going to love hearing his own programs as well, including the one we referenced and have links to when he interviewed Jonathan Emore just recently. So John Rappaport joins me. Another segment here on this Healing Revolution Friday. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, John Rappaport continues with me. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Got the link up, of course. RobertScottBell.com is a website. Those of you who'd like to leave a message, a question, a comment, anything like that, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. John, this is it's great to get back together with you. I was talking about the fact that people need to seemingly suffer and lose stuff before they say, well, you know, I really liked having that freedom thing here. And have you seen any evidence of that as well?
Yeah, I've seen nothing but evidence of that, you might say, over a period of the last 20 years, because I've been at this for 30 years or 35 years now.
Yes,
as a reporter. And so, yes, I have seen it. And the way I see it play out time after time after time is people start off believing the official line, whatever it is. If you want to get better, if you want to heal, if you want to do this, if you want to do that, then you walk down this road because this is the official road. And it's got all those funny little churches that we mentioned earlier on it. But basically, it's the road that the government lays out for you, and it says, this is what you do because we know what's good for you. And so people do that. I mean, they accept that. They say, well, this must be right, because how could it be wrong? If it were wrong, then I would feel like I was falling through the floor, and I certainly don't want to feel that. So I would just go down this road. And so people do. And then something happens, like you say, a crisis, say a health crisis. And I mean, I've seen this thousands of times. And people go the traditional route. They go the conventional route because they've been told by the government, who licenses all these doctors, and by the doctors themselves, by their friends, by their family, by everybody, peer pressure is exerted. And it doesn't work. In fact, things get worse. Mm. Things get worse to the point of, you know, a really tremendous crisis. We're talking about life and death in many cases. And then these people begin to wake up and they say, well, maybe I can find out something on my own. Maybe I can talk to people who are not in the mainstream. Maybe I can talk to people. Maybe I can do research. Maybe I can find out something. And they reach out and something happens at that point. Something that in some cases you would say is miraculous. I mean, in the conjunction of events by which they discover the practitioner or the substance or the whatever it is, the modality
yes.
that actually heals them. How it happened. Well, I was sitting there and I was talking to this guy and he mentioned that, and then I talked to that guy and then he told me about this and I tried it and all of a sudden I was in a new world.
Hmm.
And at that point, people say, I've got to have this freedom. I've got to have the freedom to explore for myself and make these decisions for myself. And anybody that wants to take this away from me is, that's the definition of fascism.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly. And when we see the fascistic encroachment, if you will, the culture is diminished from one where liberty was a foundational, not only word, but I mean, it was more of a reality, to where it's now a fantasy historical perspective. You read about it and you're like, wow, weren't those the days? And I think about the 25 years, 30 more years you've been dealing with this. And we've literally watched the transformation of media, you know, having it in some ways been a part of it. You've written many books. You've appeared in media for so long. I've been doing the radio for so long, and watching the transformation of how people are getting information, how the old media, so to speak, what's often referred to still as the mainstream media, has lost a lot of credibility. How things like natural news is growing, where occasionally they'll even cover a story that's broken by this new media. And you know, it really is an amazing thing that we're in the midst of. As I say, you look back on history, then you can see it. But we're literally in the middle of that transformation.
We are. We're just exactly in the middle of it. Take the New York Times. The New York Times Corporation is deeply in debt. So what did they do? They refinanced that debt. They made a deal to borrow more money so that they could have better terms of payment. But basically, the debt has only deepened. In another 5 years, you could see that newspaper reduced down to something, you know, that maybe you could wrap a fish in. I mean, it would be that big. And that's the biggest, most respected, you know, in heavy quotes, newspaper in the world.
Right.
These media outlets are burning out. They are destroying themselves. They have no idea what to do. I know what I would do if somebody, you know, gave me the assignment to run one of these gigantic papers. You could bring it back from the dead. But you see, they would have to begin to cover the stories that you and I are covering.
Exactly.
That's the only problem for them.
Yeah.
And that's where they can't do it. They don't have the guts. They're sold out to such a degree. They're in bed to such a degree with the powers that be that they feel that they cannot do it. But if they did, if they began to not only cover these stories, but to pound on them. I mean, I did a whole radio show, two radio shows on this, in fact, which were just pure commentary. You take this one story. It's indisputable that the pharmaceutical industry is killing at least 106,000 people a year in the United States with FDA-approved and certified drugs. And now, that's a story that's so far bigger than Watergate.
Yes.
It isn't even funny, because now, over a decade, you're talking about more than a million deaths in America that you could lay at the door of the pharmaceutical industry. With a story like that, you could push that for a year. Every day, you would have your reporters out there pounding the pavement, getting interviews, getting in people's faces, exposing even more depths of perversity to the story, and that newspaper would come back because it would own that story. And that's just one out of 100 stories that I know
right.
that they could do, you see, but they won't do it.
Yeah.
So it's fallen to us. We're taking over the media is what's happening.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing to consider. You know, I don't know that I've ever had the intent. I want to take over the media. You know, we're just up here reporting yeah. on things, investigating, finding out, shocking things, and actually communicating it. And, you know, it turns out the people are transitioning away from the old rags, so to speak, to this media because it is fulfilling a need, obviously, to find, reveal facts, and some people call it truths that are not being reported anywhere else. And there's an energy to that as well. There's a vibration to that as well. People have often said, you know, I don't know why I was going across the dial and I stopped on your show. I don't listen to hell shows, but there was something compelling about it. Now, I don't like to, you know, it's not for ego gratification that I'm thrilled to hear that, but I like to think that there is a vibration to truth, to actually, relating things that are very real, factual, and have a basis in some sense of reality, even though we know we can kind of make up reality because we are given the imaginative ability to do so, but to such a degree where they've corrupted reality that people are so confused that when they hear the truth, they almost have to stop in their tracks and go, what did I just hear? If they didn't hear it at all, suddenly something hits them, strikes them differently, and then they're off to a different direction maybe.
Agreed. When I started No More Fake News, I guess it was 2001, you know, it was just, okay, I'm not going to be a mainstream reporter anymore, or even I was an alternate mainstream reporter at the time.
Yeah.
You know, publishing articles and newspapers and magazines and so on. And I had written my first book. And I said, okay, I'm going to roll the dice on this. And I started this website. And I went around on it for a few days with my wife. And finally, I said, how about No More Fake News? She said, that's it. You got to do that. So I did. And I wrote the first three articles on the site. No publicity, no money, no anything. And 3 days later, 750,000 people had come to the site.
Hmm. Wow.
How did that happen? Where, you know, it's just as you say. There is that vibration and that energy. People consciously, subconsciously, whatever it is, they're looking for the truth. And when they catch a glimpse of it, they stop. They're riveted because they say, wow, this explains everything. This explains my confusion. This is what I've been looking for. This is why I thought I was crazy.
Yes.
And I'm not.
No, not only are you not, you're so sane that you'll be claimed to be crazy. And I've often said that, you know, if everybody in a room calls you crazy, you're likely the only sane one in that room. And I've come to that conclusion.
The Robert Scott Bell test for sanity. You got to write that one up. That's great.
No, it works. I was thinking about Ron Paul when we heard his, you know, he was retiring from Congress. He's going to run for the presidency, of course. And I thought, you know, they've all called him names, and he's the only one of, 535 there. And I was like, he's the only sane one there when you look at it that way. And what he's been saying and calling about, he's been so prescient about what's happened here. And so it just dawned on me in that context. And that's kind of the thing we're bringing up. But there are a lot of people out there, whether they be, you know, Ron Paul's or others that are there that may not be in positions where people recognize them now in that way, but they felt alone and sort of the outcast in the society that has become an insane society or an insane asylum, and they're the sane and rational ones, but they're living, and we're living in this sort of a level of insanity that you scratch, and some people just take off and leave it. Others like us, we're still here trying to, I don't say salvage it, but maybe restore it back to some level of human interaction and dignity. I don't know.
Well, I think we are, and freedom is the building block. I mean, that's where it starts. And where we started this segment is exactly right, because it takes that crisis point for a person to realize how important their own freedom is to them.
Yes.
Personally. That's what makes the real difference, because when you discover that thing that saves your health or saves your life or saves your mind or your intellect or your ability to navigate your own course through life, you're always talking about freedom and choice. Okay, if other people want to do A, B, and C, and I can see that it's going to destroy them, and I tell them about it, and it doesn't do any good, what else do you want me to do? But in my case, I need that freedom to make that choice.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm really asking for.
Yes.
And then, of course, if we have 100 million people in the United States who believe that, we transform society and we restore it to some semblance of where it began.
Either that, John, or we get arrested for growing vegetables in our front yard.
Yeah. One of the two.
Yeah.
This is dangerous because, as we all know, broccoli can kill you because no one has ever liked broccoli, and therefore it must be somehow, you know, poisonous, and so we're going to prosecute you. And, by the way, here's 1,000 pages of regulations which we want you to fill out this form for to see whether your vegetables are standard or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, exactly.
Plant
well,
another seed.
I think we're going to wrap up the healing revolution here, and I am so grateful to have you back on board my show here with Natural News Radio on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. We'll have the links up as well as the links to his interview with Jonathan Emord. I want everybody to give a listen to that. When Emord gets more intense than intense, you know stuff is happening. We want to let everybody know about that as well. And, John, we're going to be doing a lot more in the near term here. We'll be letting people know about some things we're talking about, whether it be vaccine-related or otherwise. And, man, bless you, sir. So grateful
hey,
to have you as a
too.
Friend.
You too. It's great to be back with you, Robert.
Yeah.
I really missed it.
Oh, well, we got a lot more to do together. And I want to also say special thanks to Mike Adams for being on the show today on this Healing Revolution earlier today, as well as Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution, and we're talking homeopathy and energy medicine as well. So we got lots more healing to do, and it's going to be a great weekend. My Sunday show kicks off as well. Don't forget about that through GCN Live. And as I do every day here, I just simply remind you this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Take me away to a place where I could turn.